Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Friday, September 24th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. There's a poem by Rudyard Kipling, and the title of the poem is If. I had to memorize that poem, I don't know, somewhere around fifth or sixth grade, I don't remember, but I've never, ever forgotten it. And I thought it would be an interesting podcast to use the poem as the basis for inspiration that we all need right now. So let me start with the first two lines. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. What I love about the first two lines is if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, who of us isn't experiencing what feels like a world gone mad, right? I mean, everywhere we look, there are things that are inexplicable, that you almost can't believe are happening, whether it's leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan or not caring who comes across the southern border. I don't know where you get your news from, but I live in Texas and I can tell you that 50,000 illegal immigrants come across the southern border every month, at least for the last 4 months. And so actually those 15,000 Haitians under the bridge are no big deal compared to who's coming across and getting through. Whether it's Afghanistan or it's the southern border or it's people from January 6th who are being held without bail, who have not been charged with felonies, who have yet to have their day in court and won't until mid-April of 2022. Some of them charged with only misdemeanors. You know, at law, I'm an attorney, this is unheard of. It's just not how we do things. And so when you look around at what's going on, and there's probably a list of 25 things that we could look at and say, it makes no sense. It's like a world gone mad. So when you can look about you and keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, the end blaming it on you part of the rhyme is because of how extreme everyone is in their positions. Blaming it on you means anyone who doesn't agree with anyone else just sees the other person as the bad guy. There's no give and take. There's no margin for error. There's no gray areas. You're either with me or you're against me. And that's the current mindset of a country divided. The poem goes on. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good or talk too wise. Wow. If you can wait and not be tired of waiting, isn't it patience that's being required of all of us now as we're going through what is clearly some intense transition in so many aspects of our lives, and we don't know what's ahead, and we don't know how all this plays out? If you can wait and not be tired of waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. How many people have been accused of things or are slanting facts in order to, again, make people who differ from them into bad guys? It's very hard to be the object of deceit and to tell yourself that you won't behave similarly in return, that you will be the higher ground, that you will take the high road, or being hated and not give way to hating. Well, that's all part and parcel of the same thing, right? that we not hate those people who differ from us. You know, on my last podcast, I focused on being able to be open to understanding that wisdom can come from anywhere. None of us have 100% of the truth and accuracy at all times. And so who are we, right? Who are we to judge? Now, it doesn't mean that if you hold a fundamental value that is of very great importance to you, let's say like honoring life, and someone feels equally as strongly about their value of freedom of choice, of pro-choice, and you're talking about abortion, pro or con, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with that person or like that person's choices about how they prioritize their values. But you still want to be heard by them and you still want to listen to them, because it's only through that open dialogue, it's only through allowing for the fact that somewhere you have common ground, that you may be able to come to resolutions that incorporate, if not the values of both, at least respect for differences and an understanding of why you each hold the positions that you hold, which can go a certain distance in helping relationship with that person. It goes on, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim. I know this one really well, and the reason is I have trouble dreaming, but I have no trouble thinking. And yet, I have a daughter who's much better at dreaming than thinking. She's the opposite of me. And her dreams are so powerful. Her conscious, awake dreams, her visions, her desires are so focused and pronounced that she manifests them because it works that way. I, on the other hand, spend most of my time in my brain thinking, and I have a hard time dreaming and envisioning and doing the kind of creative manifesting that she does. And so for both of us, for her, it's important, let's say, to dream and not make dreams her master, not be so lost in her dreams that she isn't living in the real world or dealing with practicalities. And for me, being able to think and not make thoughts my master is not to be so tied to the facts, which of course, as a lawyer, I am, that I lose the quality of imagination to manifest those wishful things that I want in my life. It goes on. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. Well, yes, because what is a triumph today may be a disaster tomorrow. You know, there's a parable about a man, and I probably won't get the whole thing right, but you'll get the gist. He's a farmer and he has a son, and there's an accident on the farm and the son loses his leg. And all of the neighbors say, oh, what a tragedy. Isn't that awful? What a terrible thing. And the next day, the military comes to conscript all of the young men in the village. They can't take his son because he only has one leg. And all the neighbors say, what a blessing, you're so lucky, your son lost his leg, he can't be taken into the army. It goes on, and I won't belabor it, but you get the gist. It's incident after incident that on the first day seems like a blessing or a tragedy, and the next day turns into its opposite. So if you cannot get too caught up in your triumphs or not too lost in your defeats, and understanding that it's cyclical, and both will come around again. And so enjoy the moment or grieve the moment, but don't carry it with you into your future, because your future probably holds something else. It goes on. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Well, we all see that happening. I spoke about it earlier in this podcast in a different context. We know that facts and truth are manipulated by political agendas, and that there is misinformation and disinformation. And oftentimes it's the fools who are in charge of power, and it's the fools who are manipulating and misinforming and disinforming. So there's that caution that if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. It goes on. Or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. Well, that's, we never fail unless we totally quit, right? Because no matter how long you spend working on something, whether it's a 1 hour project or it's a lifetime project, if it's suddenly destroyed, if it's suddenly broken, if you're not broken, if your spirit and your will and your vision and your consciousness isn't broken, you can stoop and build it up again. And if not exactly the way it was, then build it up differently or build something else. But it's only in stopping and not trying again that we fail. It goes on. And I'm going to go through the rest of it a little more quickly because I'm almost out of time on this podcast. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, well, that's what I was also just talking about. If you can take risks, if you can have courage, if you can muster the will to throw everything on the table for one roll of the dice. I know people who have done that, who have sold everything they had. I know a man who sold everything he had at age 60, including his wife's jewelry, she agreed, so that he could buy his first McDonald's. This was years ago. And they went from being financially comfortable to becoming multimillionaires because that first McDonald's led to his second, his third, and his fourth. So if you can put it all on the table, risk that, have the courage, and fail, not succeed, but not whimper about your failure, not breathe a word about your loss. It goes on. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. This is as we age or as we become injured and we become weakened in our physical being and our bone and our sinew no longer work for us the way it did. Our hearts, our nerves, our sinew. And yet if the will is there, if the will to go on is there, if the will is there to say, hold on, I'm not done. I may not be able to use my hands, but I can still use my mind. I may not be as sharp as I used to be intellectually, but I can use my hands. Whichever way it is, whatever it is, if you have the will, there is almost no end to what a will can do. You know, they say that's how POWs who have been in incredibly torturous confinement survive. They survive not by thinking about the big picture. They survive 1 minute at a time because if I can survive this minute, if I can survive this minute, if I can survive this minute, that's the will to hold on. And wrapping up the poem, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foe nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving moment with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. So let me take these last few lines and these last few moments and comment on them. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, it means it doesn't matter what someone else's status or station or net worth is. If you can talk with people and crowds who have different values than you do and are perhaps not as virtuous as you are, but not lose yourself in that, not compromise yourself in that, right? And if you can walk with kings and not lose the common touch, if you can be with the uber wealthy or be with the uber famous or the uber powerful and not forget that we are all one and we are all God's children so that you never lose the common touch no matter where you are. My father, may he rest in peace, was like that. It didn't matter who he was with. He knew very powerful people nationally, and he knew very wealthy people. And he himself never had more than a high school education, but he had dignity and he had class. And so he rose in stature and he was a successful businessman, but he never forgot who he was. And he was as comfortable with blue collar workers or immigrants for the first time coming to this country that he helped as he was with United States senators, because he never lost the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, that's it, right? If everyone has value and none more than any others. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, if you can be in the present, if you cannot get lost in the past or the future, if you can make every moment count and fill every moment with meaningful life, no matter how trivial, if you can be loving and present in the moment with everything you do. And here are the last two lines, and I want to say something special about them. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it, because this poem is a roadmap to a quality life, to a quality life. I didn't say equality, I said a quality life. It's a roadmap to how to walk through life in the highest possible frequency and how to make the most out of everything and never forget that above all, we're all children of God. We all have value, and it's up to each one of us how we use the will and the energy and the body and the consciousness and the heart that we've been given. And the last two lines, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. There are probably people today who would hear this poem or read this poem and scream sexism and want the poem changed or taken down or the pages ripped out of a book in a library that it's on, because the poem is dedicated, allegedly or seemingly on its face, to a man, to a son. Nothing could be more ridiculous, right? That poem is for every human being, no matter what their gender. It's for every human being who wants to live the highest possible life. I recommend the poem. I recommend that you pick it up yourself. You know, you can Google it. But also, I recommend that as you're thinking for yourself, you keep in mind how absurd it is that we're looking at everything, through the lens of politics, through the lens of gender, and through the lens of race. Nothing could divide us more than living a life filled with those three lenses as our only view of what it means to be human. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and this has been, and I encourage you to, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.